Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. A great prophet has arisen in our midst, and God has visited his people. Alleluia, Alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus journeyed to a city called Nain, and his disciples and a crowd accompanied him. As he drew near to the gate of the city, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. A large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he was moved with pity for her and said to her, "Do not weep." He stepped forward, touched the coffin. At this, the bearers halted, and he said, "Young man, I tell you, arise." The dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized them all, and they glorified God, exclaiming, "A great prophet has arisen in our midst. God has visited his people." This report about him spread throughout the whole of Judea and in all the surrounding region. The Gospel of the Lord. The Christian faith was the first thing to grow properly viral. It literally was contagious. People saw it around those that they knew and cared about. They saw what it did to them, and it caught them. And then people saw them, and it caught them. And it makes me wonder sort of the sequels to all of these characters that we just briefly encounter in the New Testament. Whatever happened to the son of the widow at Nain? Did he marry and have children? Did those grandchildren tell the story of their grandmother and the day that she met the Christ? The early church, of course, preserved the memories of lots of these people because they stayed members of the community, but there's simply too many of them to have kept track of. The move, though, is that Jesus intervenes in the lives of an individual, and the intervention which the Lord makes in that person's life has ripples, echoes out throughout the whole rest of their lives. And that's true not only for those characters we meet in the New Testament, but for each of us as well. Robert Bellarmine was a saint in his own right, but perhaps more interestingly, he was a confessor to a whole bunch of saints. While he was stationed at Rome, he was the confessor to the English College of the Jesuits, which produced most of the martyrs of the English Reformation. Now think about this for a sec. Think about the counsel he must have offered those young men. Going through the ordinary things that a guy goes through when he's in seminary, but to form them in such a way that when they return home, they are willing to die for the faith. I don't think I had any confessors like that in seminary myself. He was also confessor to St. Aloysius Gonzaga. And tellingly, right, the English martyrs and St. Aloysius are canonized way before St. Robert Bellarmine is. So the way that the world, even the church in the world, tends to recognize goodness and virtue doesn't always track with the way God does. I was thinking about that in light of the first reading with the admonitions of the apostle concerning bishops and deacons. So the new bishop, Father Johnson, and I was a student of his at Loras, and I wound up in the Dominicans in large part because of him. My last semester of college, he invited me to be his assistant for a conference. He was presenting at an academic conference at Notre Dame, and it was my first real grown-up, like, academic conference for smart kids. And I was blown away, and I loved it, and all I wanted to do was run away and be a professor. And the conference was about Tolkien and Lewis and sort of Catholicism and literature. And I wanted to write books and stories that would communicate the faith. And And he said in a very gentle way, he is very gentle, for which we are grateful, you don't probably have the talent to do any of that, but you could teach somebody who does. And the odds are a lot better for you. Like, so maybe you do, and maybe you can make a shot on this. But if you teach a whole generation of kids, odds are at least one of them will make it. And that's worth it. I'm not suggesting the new bishop is a Bellarmine, and I'm certainly no Aloysius. But the point is that we have each encountered saints in our day. Those whose lives have been touched by the Lord Jesus in a very direct and probing way. And that experience of the Lord Jesus so affected them that it couldn't help but affect us. And if we are attentive, we can do the same for others. Even tonight.